Welcome to Sacred Space at Home, a resource from Vineyard Church of New Orleans. We're so glad you've decided to join us in this time of worship and reflection. Today we will meditate on Acts chapter 4. Wherever you may find yourself in this moment, try and make space to listen and experience the presence of God as we pray, hear the words of Scripture, and sing together. As we begin, we open our minds and hearts and say, Come, Holy Spirit.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on the journey. We are travelers on
A reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you hear this passage, what comes to mind? Can you think of a time you were overwhelmed by generosity and love? The Spirit leads towards unity of heart and mind. This unity fosters solidarity with our sisters and brothers in our community and our world. How might the Spirit be developing this unity in you today? As witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus, we are called to hold our possessions loosely and hold on to others tightly. How might the Spirit be inviting you into deeper generosity for the sake of God's kingdom today? As you reflect on this invitation, what things may be keeping you from embracing generosity and love? Take this time to ask God to give you the courage to say yes to the Spirit's invitation today.
Sister, brother, called together by the Christ, as we share our wounds together, healing comes and love abides. Let us serve the hands and feet of Christ, share the hope of God together in our words and by our lives. Share the hope of God together.
as we conclude our time together, may you continue to be aware of the presence of God and seek to find sacred spaces throughout the day. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.